Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. We're in the 77th Mostra de Venezia with the director of Sporting Life out of competition, Abel Ferrara. Thank you very much
for being with us. Thank you for having me.
Do you think that we journalists and directors and actors, we forget the great life we're living?
Well, I think the pandemic kind of made us remember it, you know, made us look at what we took for granted and what we miss and what we lost, you know. So, I mean, if there are any positive things to take out of, you know, a tragedy like this, is that we get to appreciate and have gratitude just to be alive, number one, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What was your personal lesson out of the pandemic?
I think that to, you know, further gratitude that I'm still alive, you know, especially, you know, the life I lived, it's a miracle I'm alive. But now that I am and now that I'm here, I'm going to take every day and I'm going to, like, appreciate every day, because who knows what's going to happen in the next day. You know, you only have this moment, right?
Watching the Berlinale in your film is like watching the past, like 100 years ago.
I know.
Right.
Yeah, crazy.
I felt
right?
That way. Yeah. I mean, like, we lived in a world completely different then.
Just having coffee together, just the, you know, just the hugging and the kissing. You know, I live in Rome, man. I mean, giving up the hugging and the kissing is, that's a tough one.
What's in a film festival, in the insides of a film festival, that you thought people should know? Because you show, like, how the show is run, right? Why did you decide to show how a festival is functioning?
From the backstage. I mean, you know, it was a celebration for us, because Siberia took, it was like a four-year journey to get that film made. And, you know, was there, was in competition. We had the opportunity, you know, with Saint Laurent to do anything we want. And I just wanted to shoot that from our point of view, you know, from what it's like to be, you know, the performers, the kind of backstage of Berlin, you know.
I liked
that,
very
that
much.
That was a starting point.
Yeah. I liked very much what you said in the documentary when you say, you know, I'm old, I have this box of tools I can use in filmmaking.
Right.
This is why you feel free, more free than ever?
More free than ever? It's that I realize every opportunity is to be grateful for, and not to have any fear. It's not the freedom. It's to be unafraid, because there's nothing really to be afraid of.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, the situation of making films, of filmmaking, of the artist, of expressing, of working, is a gift, because you see how easily it was taken away. And to just be be the best you could be. You know, as an American Marine expression is, be all that you could be.
Yeah.
It's a military, it's how to get kids to join the military. But it's not a bad expression.
Yeah.
You know, just let yourself be free, you know, because there's no downside.
Everyone is predicting again, I would say, the death of the cinema, because of the, you know, the platforms, and we got used to see films at home.
Right.
Do you think this time is really in danger, like the physical act of going to the movies?
Well, if you're going to get sick being inside, yeah, you bet it's going to be in danger. But I don't think there's going to be in danger if it wasn't for the pandemic. You know, obviously people are more addicted to movies, the movies got people through these last 4 months, in a way. I mean, everybody I know kicked up their film watching. I mean, I was editing, so I was watching enough film just doing that. But no, I don't believe it, because I think you miss... The minute that pandemic was over, that in Rome, that the lockdown was over, the sense of being in the street, the sense of seeing, the sense of being with other people, that's what the cinema is to share. Isolation is not the human end game, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Are you going to shoot now with these measures, with the masks? Are you going to shoot?
Yeah, we got a new movie, yeah.
Yeah?
Got a film called Zeros and Ones, which is about life during a pandemic. A pandemic. It's a war movie, but it's not life.
War movie? With Willem or not?
No. It's going to be Lelio Germano.
Okay. It's been a pleasure, Abel. Thank you very much.
Thank you very
Director
much.
Director of Sporting Life here and out of competition.
Right, thank you,
this
guys.
Was
okay.
Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.